Praise God. Yes, one of the host of heaven, an anointed, glorious, mighty angel of God. And they looked steadfastly at him, transfixed by the glory that was upon him, the confidence, the boldness, the calm security and faith in Christ as that anointing radiated from him. Kind of like it says in the book of Revelation, Revelation 10, where John said, I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, his feet like pillars of fire. That is an angel. Just to set the record straight. Okay? In other words, his face was lit up with the glory of God from the anointing that was resting upon him. He was a man full of the Holy Ghost. And that's important because that glow, that anointing was a sign of the power that was on him, and it was a sign of the power that Stephen had over those who were accusing and attacking him. Stephen was secure, and that confidence, that boldness, gave him power over his accusers. He was not shaken by their threats. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't flustered. He wasn't intimidated. He wasn't stammering and stuttering and trying to find words to deal with the situation. He wasn't scrambling around praying for some kind of answer for them. He was steadfast, bold, calm, and secure in the power of Christ. And it was that faith and confidence that gave him the power that they were not able to resist. Now, when I say, man, I want to have the face of an angel, that's the face that I want. I want that rock solid security in God that is not ruffled or agitated by the attacks of the enemy, that can look the enemy eyeball to eyeball and know that I am secure in Christ and his victory has been assured on my behalf. You guys want that? Is there anybody in here that wants that? Amen. Praise God. What do we want from God? I'll take that, thank you. I'll have what he's having. So how do we get that kind of power? How do you get the glow? I want the glow. I want all of the glow. And I want it now. Bring it on, Lord God. I'll take that glow. Thank you very much. I'll have the glow for my salad. I'll have the glow for my entree. I'll have the glow for dessert. Thank you very much. In fact, you can fill my cup with the glow to drink. Praise God. How do we get the glow? How do we get that kind of power in Christ to do the work he's called us to do? Well, I see some clues in Scripture. First of all, I see some very important men in the Old Testament whose face was all aglow with the glory of God. One particular person I have in mind, who knows whom I'm thinking of? Moses. Or as they say in that movie with Charlton Heston, Moses. There's a love when that woman, whoever she is, I forget, she looks at him, she goes, Moses. That just cracks me up. Moses was aglow with the power of God. If we go to Exodus 34, verses 29 to 30, it says, Now it was when Moses came down from Mount Sinai. Who was he up on Mount Sinai with? God. Say it louder.
God.
God. Mm. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand when he came down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him, with God. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were what?
Afraid
to come near him. They had a little power encounter with Moses. Now you know what the Sanhedrin was feeling when Stephen's face was lit up like the sun. That confidence, that glow, that boldness brings fear into the heart of the enemy. It ought to. Now, why did Moses' face shine? Why do you think? Thank you so much. He'd been with God. He had just spent 40 days in the presence of Almighty God. Your face would shine too if you just spent 40 days in the unveiled presence of the glory of God. Not only your face, your whole body would probably be lit up, but he was wearing a robe and stuff so they couldn't see. But they saw his face, and his face was lit up with the glory of God. Oh, thank you, brother. So I would say if we want the glow, number one, the first thing we ought to do is spend time in the presence of God. Number one, walk in the presence of God. If you want the glow, you got to walk in his presence. You got to be where the glow comes from. Go to the source. Praise God. Now, where do we spend our time? Do we spend our time in the presence of God? How much time do you spend simply basking in the presence of God, soaking the glory up from God, as it were? How much time have you spent last year? As we're thinking about this year, how much time did you spend last year soaking up the glory of God on a daily basis? Now, there's other ways to make your face glow. You can spend time in front of the TV set. How many people spent a lot of time in front of the TV last year? Come on, you know, this is church, don't lie. You know, I don't want any Ananias and Sapphira falling out on the floor because they didn't talk, because they lied about TV. Listen, you spend time in front of the TV, your face will glow too. I'm serious. I've seen it. You know, you walk in the room, it's dark there in front of the TV, and their face is doing what? It's glowing. Of course, you turn off the TV and walk away, it stops. It's all there is. So, you know, it's not a lasting kind of a glow. It's more like just a reflection from the cathode ray tube. Or however you say that. You can get a glow from spending time in front of the computer. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. I've seen that too, man. I'll be walking down the hall, Missy be in there, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, the lights are out, and she's just glowing, man. She's just lit up. My wife glows when she's in front of the computer screen. And sometimes the glow is moving. There's different color lights changing, and her face is changing color as it's going on, man. I'm like, wow, you know? You're so beautiful. You just radiate, sweetheart. Yeah, right. Praise God. You can get a glow, and I'm not, you know, talking about anybody here, but you can get a glow if you spend time in the gym. Amen? Thank you, Ty. I knew I'd get it from somebody. Because when you've been working out for 40 minutes and that sweat starts pouring down your face and, you know, saturating your clothes and you stink and, you know, you're all covered with perspiration, you actually get kind of a glow. You know? Nobody wants to be around you. You know, they're probably afraid of you like this guy. But you do get kind of a glow until you take a shower and dry off and then it's gone. But when you spend time, glory to God, in the presence of the living God, soaking up that energy from him, being just simply basking in his glory, not coming to him with some grocery list or some list of wants and needs and all this stuff, just being in his presence, taking your time, not simply because it's church. Well, it's church, you know, I'm supposed to be praying, I'm in church. Taking our time to spend delightedly with God, in that presence of him, in that glow. And as we draw near to him and he draws near to us and we begin to live in that glory of God, there is a glow that comes from our countenance is literally changed. I know of people that I have known in life who spend a lot of time in the presence of God. Usually they've been older people, but there has been a glow about them. There has been a holy radiance about them. I know of one woman that my dad introduced me to. He said, oh, you'll like this woman. She's one of those born-again Christians. This was one of the most spirit-filled women I'd ever met in my life. She's not here any longer. She's with the Lord. She died worshiping God in church. She was in church just worshiping, and God took her home. Man, that's the way I want to go. Don't get scared, you know. And if I fall out, you know, yeah, call 911. Don't say, well, he wanted to die in church anyway. Yeah, right. But, you know, when that time comes and that appointment is there, man, wouldn't that be cool? Just be worshiping God and just fall all the way back and go home to glory. That would be awesome. But this woman had a holiness about her. I remember sitting next to her at dinner in this restaurant as we were getting ready for my dad's wedding. And she would speak, and her words just seemed so anointed. And there was just this presence of God about it. I was scared of the woman. This little old lady, I was scared to death because it seemed like the holiness of God was on her. She was a prophetess, by the way. She prophesied some cool things about this church. I was so grateful. It was just such a blessing. But man, when you spend time with God like that, you do. You literally, there is a presence about you. And granted, that doesn't mean we have to, you know, take a plane to Mount Sinai and climb the mountain or anything like that. We can just do that because of Jesus Christ. We can just do that in the Spirit. We can just begin worshiping, and because, you know, it says that the Spirit of God dwells in us, that word for that is just like the Holy of Holies is inside of us. And as we go into that place in the Spirit, it even talks about it in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 3:16 to 18. It says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with an unveiled face," a lot like Moses who veiled his face when it shone, "but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." Mark, when you spend time in the presence of God, He is transforming you into the image of His glory. Praise God. Liamar and Ty, when you guys spend time in that presence of God, He is transforming you. There is a glory that is coming out from the depths of your spirit that is just radiating through your face. And He is changing you from glory to glory to glory into the image of the glory of God. I could say that about each of us. Philip, brother, when you spend time with God, man, when you get in that quiet place with Him, that glory that is abiding inside of you begins to fill you and transform you into the image of Christ. That's a beautiful image, brother. Praise God. I rejoice to see it in you. It's awesome. It's awesome. Nick Slater, when you spend time with God, brother, amen. It comes. It just transforms you. It takes you from glory to glory. One of these days, man, you're going to be up there playing bass and someone's going to walk by and look up in your face. Man, they're going to fall out in the Spirit. Amen. We laugh. Ha, 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 ha. We laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, praise God. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what it's all about. The very tangible presence of the living God on His people, radiating like glory and light. So if you want the glow, number one, walk in the presence of God. Number two, walk in the wisdom of God. Walk in the wisdom of God. Ecclesiastes 8:1, I love this. "Who was a wise man? And who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face do what? Shine. And the sternness of his face is changed." Wow. Don't you love what Jesus does to people's faces? Man. And it's not plastic surgery. Praise God. Thank you, Liamar. I knew a woman. I know I've told about this before. She's with the Lord now. Young woman about my age. Eventually died of cancer, but she's working at Mayfin. During her chemotherapy, all of her hair fell out, and she came back to work bald as whatever, Yul Brynner, I don't know. And yet her face was aglow because she was a spirit-filled woman, and her countenance was lit up, and when she smiled, it was like the whole room lit up because she was walking in faith in spite of the trial she was going through. She loved Jesus, and she knew that He loved her, and she knew that whatever might befall her, she was secure in His arms. And you know, when we walk in the wisdom of God, not only the presence of God, but the wisdom of God, it changes our face. There's that sternness, that hardness is taken away. Do you know why? Do you know that the less confident you are, especially if you're in a situation where you're having an encounter with somebody head to head, the less confident you are, the more defensive you will get. Did you know that?